If it were not for sponsors, daily broadcasts like this, and radio stations themselves, for that matter, would not be able to pay the bills. So perhaps it's only fitting that we stop to look at a place dedicated to advertisers. You'll be intrigued by the timeline of radio advertising on this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
On August 28, 1922, the first radio commercial aired on New York's WEAF for Queensboro Realty. The old scratchy recording shows just how much radio advertising has changed over the years.
I wish to thank those within sound of my voice.
Catherine Coleman shares the story about the American Advertising Museum, once housed in Portland, Oregon. One of her favorite tales is about a girly cigarette named Marlboro.
Marlboro started as a woman's cigarette. Sales were low, and they went to a man named Leo Burnett, and he was famous for his great ideas on how to sell products, and he came up with the Marlboro Man idea.
Coleman says that creating a need in people's mind is one of the essentials in these campaigns, such as the effort to get people to control their bad breath.
Everybody had bad breath, and no one mentioned it. Listerine played into that, and the product itself started out as a surgical sanitation fluid to use, and now we use it for our mouth.
Reactions to the ads vary a lot depending on the era in which you grew up.
We had a senior group this morning who just cracked up at the older ads from the 50s, and they were remembering things from their childhoods. And then we have school kids who come in, and they're seeing those ads for the first time and learning that we started out only with black and white TV, and that blows their mind.
No matter what shape your stomach's in, when it gets out of shape, take Alka-Seltzer.
The intriguing timeline of commercials used to buy and sell products is a fun look back at how the radio has and continues to help advertisers tell their story. Traveling the countryside in Portland, Oregon, I'm Andrew McCrae.